If you're ever tempted to think the winter weather where you live is bad, just wait until you hear Brian Clark's story. Chances are he'll easily be able to top the worst blizzard tale you have ever experienced. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Brian Clark is a meteorologist at the Mount Washington Observatory. At 6,228 feet, this spot will experience the most extreme winter weather on Earth. It will always be known for an event on April 12, 1934.
The day that will live in infamy was when 231 miles per hour was recorded by the observers, and that stands to this day as the highest wind speed recorded on the surface of the Earth by means of an anemometer.
The 231-mile-per-hour wind gust is still near the top of the records, a feat that may not be seen again here in Brian's lifetime.
Maybe a once-in-a-hundred-year event, if that. Somebody will break that record. Hopefully we'll break our own record. I'd be happy just to see something around 180 or, you know, close to 200.
Weather observers are here for a week at a time. A snowcat facilitates the shift change every Wednesday and also brings fresh food. Electricity is provided by a buried cable completed in 2007.
Fresh water is no problem. In the wintertime, water disposal is the problem. It has to all go in the tanks and be stored from October through May. So that means no showers. During a week-long shift, we get no showers.
It makes one wonder exactly how bad the end of the work week might smell.
We're on the same boat. But it's a problem when you go to the valley and you stop at the gas station on the way home and people look at you funny.
You can visit here during the summer, but even then, the weather may not be balmy.
It's not uncommon for temperatures to drop below freezing, even during the middle of the summertime. Snow has been recorded every month of the year on the summit.
You can check out the weather at the summit and view broadcasts from the researchers at mountwashington.org. Traveling the countryside at the Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.